Hey, everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we have thigh-high little sets coming in from the east at about 5 seconds. Northeast winds in the mid-teens are keeping things kind of choppy out there. Now, winds are going to shift to the east and start building on Tuesday, and that's going to kick up some waist and maybe even a little bigger than that. Maybe we might see some lucky chest-high wind swell at about 6 to 7 seconds. Now, these winds are going to kick up pretty strong, about 20 miles per hour by the end of the day, so expect these to be kind of chunky conditions. Now, looking ahead, the surf is going to build to possibly overhead by Wednesday, but strong onshore winds are going to keep that quality pretty low. For Thursday, winds are going to stay onshore and pretty strong for most spots, but northern Florida looks like you might get a little break in the wind Thursday afternoon. Now, it's not going to be amazing quality, but it might make things rideable and give you a decent chance to get on it. Now, Friday, we're going to keep pretty good size and a decent 9-second period, but it looks like the winds are going to stay onshore, but a lot more manageable. Some spots right now are showing in the single digits, but most areas under 10 miles per hour for north and central Florida. Now, when you start heading south, like Port St. Lucie and that area, the onshore winds are still going to be in the teens, maybe 20 miles per hour down there. Now, early Saturday morning, we might still have a decent chance for some okay winds, especially north of the Cape. It's still going to be onshore, but again, a little bit lighter. And then after that, it's going to pick back up again. We've got this area of low pressure. It's going to be coming up from the Caribbean and interacting with this area of high pressure that's already kind of what's sending us this particular swell we have right now. And once those mingle up, we're probably going to get some really strong onshore winds starting probably for next Monday or so. Might even be a little earlier than that. Kind of depends on how quickly this thing moves. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on it, let you know if it's going to be tropical. Looks like it's going to stay off in the Atlantic, so not really a threat to us, but it's going to be bringing us some strong winds and chunky waves. So that's going to kind of mess the beaches up a little bit for us again. So I'll be back on Wednesday to let you guys know if that changes and what that storm's going to be doing and if it's going to become tropical and get a name or anything. But until then, hey, check those cams. It's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, I really appreciate you checking out Surf Guru.